Chapter 7. Married Life. "How old are you, Benjamin?" Hildegard asked again. "You look about 50. That's such a romantic age. Men at 25 think they know everything. At 30, they work hard and haven't got time for anybody. Men of 40 tell long, boring stories. 60 is old, but 50 is perfect." Benjamin said nothing. 50? A perfect age? He thought. "I think it's very old." "I prefer to marry a man of 50 so he can take care of me," Hildegard continued. "If I marry a man of 30, I'll have to take care of him." Benjamin couldn't believe that Hildegard was talking about marriage. During the rest of the evening, he was in a dream. The two young people danced, talked, and soon discovered that they agreed about almost everything. At the end of the evening, Benjamin felt brave. "I want to see you again, Miss Moncrief," he said. "Can we meet on Sunday?" "Yes, that sounds lovely, Mr. Button," the young lady replied. The word "lovely" sounded so beautiful when Hildegard said it. Roger and Benjamin went home in the carriage together. Roger was talking about the hardware business, but Benjamin wasn't listening. He could only think about the business of love. The Buttons were not really famous until Benjamin began to go out with Hildegard. She was the daughter of a famous officer, and all the newspapers wanted to write about the man going out with General Moncrief's daughter. They described the strange story of his birth, but they didn't know how to explain it. One paper said, "Benjamin Button may really be John Wilkes Booth, come back in disguise. Maybe he didn't really die in 1865. Booth was the assassin of President Abraham Lincoln in 1865. Roger Button tried to help his son. He insisted Benjamin was only 20 and published his birth certificate in the newspapers to prove it, but nobody really believed it. General Moncrief read all these stories with great interest. "Who is this man?" he asked himself. "And why does my daughter want to marry him?" Finally, General Moncrief and Benjamin met. Benjamin was very polite and respectful, but the general didn't like him at all. At the end of the evening, he told his daughter, "You will not marry that man. He's old enough to be your father." Hildegard's friends warned her. "His business is not very secure. He might lose all his money, and you'll both be poor." But Hildegard was a strong young woman, and she didn't listen to the newspapers, her friends, or her father. She loved Benjamin, and she wanted him. The general tried to persuade his daughter once more. "Look at him," he said. "You see him and you know that he's 50. 30 years from now, when you're 50, he'll be dead. Then what will you do?" But Hildegard wasn't thinking about the future. She wanted Benjamin now. Finally, the general consented. "I'm not happy," he said, "but I agree." Only Hildegard and Benjamin were certain about their love and their future happiness. Hildegard wanted to marry a nice, quiet 50-year-old man, and she did exactly that. Soon, it became obvious that Hildegard's friends were wrong about the Buttons' hardware business. Between Benjamin's marriage in 1880 and his father's retirement in 1895, the business prospered and the family fortune doubled. Benjamin was an excellent businessman. Gradually, the people of Baltimore accepted the couple, but General Moncrief was still not convinced. This changed one evening when Benjamin and Hildegard invited the old man to dinner. The general seemed quite angry, and Hildegard asked, "Father, what's the problem?"
"Do you remember that I told you I was writing a book about the history of the Civil War?" her father replied. Yes, haven't you finished it yet? Asked his daughter. Yes, I have. That's my problem, said the general. It's a wonderful book. However, I've spoken to many publishers and nobody wants to publish it. I'm not surprised, answered Hildegard. Everybody is writing books about the war, and most of them are really boring. Benjamin had an idea. I disagree, darling, he said. I'm sure your father's book is very interesting. I'll be happy to publish it. Are you sure that's a good idea, dear? Asked Hildegard. You don't know anything about history books. Don't worry, my darling, Benjamin replied. It's a marvellous book, I'm sure, and it will be my honour. That's very generous, my boy, said the general. Thank you. And from that day, General Moncrief loved and respected Benjamin Button more than anybody else.